Breakups, simply put, can ruin us. They can ruin our perception of love, our perception of ourselves, and make us feel like we are never going to fall in love again. It's a very difficult thing to experience, and if you've ever been broken up with, you know what I'm talking about. The feelings of uncertainty, the fear to meet somebody else, the way you convince yourself that if you wait long enough, your ex will come back and everything will work out. However, that's not how life works. And you're gonna fall in love and fall out of love with many people in your lifetime. That's okay, that's a part of the human experience. So today, let's talk about this process and figure out how we can fall in love again after a breakup. My name is Ethan Jewell, and welcome back to Feel Your Feelings. Love is not easy. It's super complicated. There's no guides. There's no way of knowing what's right and wrong. There's no way of knowing how to recover perfectly after a breakup and be able to love again. We don't get taught that from birth. I mean, we're all just figuring it out. We're all figuring out what works for us. But as somebody who has pretty recently been through this process of having a really big breakup and then allowing myself to fall for someone again, I can tell you firsthand some of the things that we can do in order to make this process a little bit easier and be able to work through this process and open ourselves up to love again. It's not a good feeling to feel like you're never going to fall in love again, because love, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, and it causes so many memories, so many good feelings. You know, people say that love just hurts, that love will always end in bad things, but I disagree with that. Even if a relationship does end poorly, we still gain so much from it. We still gain memories, experience. We find out the things that we like, the things that we need. We learn more about ourselves, but it's not easy. So, how exactly can we get comfortable with the idea of falling in love again after a breakup? The first thing, and I know this is cliche and you've heard it before, but you have to take your time. You cannot rush the process. I know people, and I've personally experienced, trying to rush into a relationship again after a breakup, and it doesn't work. The main reason it doesn't work is because you're trying to mend an open wound before it's healed. This is like just slapping a Band-Aid on a broken leg and hoping for the best. It's not going to work. You have hurt feelings. You have things that need to be resolved. You have closure you have to find within yourself. And if you simply rush into another relationship, you'll be focused on those hurt feelings, most likely push them onto your partner. It will be difficult to trust them. It'll be difficult to love because your heart and your mind is still caught up on the person that you were previously with. I know it's tempting and it feels good to be able to immediately rush into a relationship. You get the things that you miss fulfilled. You get the love and the good and all of the nice, comfortable, dopamine-inducing parts of a relationship. But over time, there will be gaps and there will be holes. If you don't heal and find yourself, you will likely find the relationship unraveling as you attempt to heal those hurt feelings while also trying to give a piece of you to somebody else. In order to share that piece of you, which you must do in a relationship, in order to be vulnerable, you need to be healed. So, how do we do that? Well, the main way is to learn to be comfortable by yourself. And that's a process that can take some time. For me personally, I went through this recently over the past year, over a year. And for me, it looked like finding new hobbies, finding what I enjoy, spending more time with friends, spending more time with family, spending more time with myself. You have to find who you are outside of your past relationship. When we're in relationships for any period of time, they become a part of us and we start to identify ourselves with that relationship. We start to find our self-worth within that relationship. And after any kind of serious relationship, you have to spend time finding your self-worth without that person. So you have to experience things, find what you like outside of them, find what you like about yourself. Meditate, spend time in nature, spend time improving yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, improve your other relationships and your friendships. These are all things that you have to do in order to mend your heart, to prepare you to hand your heart to the next person. If you don't do this and you try to jump into a new relationship, you won't be going into a new relationship. You won't know who you are and what you want outside of that ex-lover. And so you'll keep trying to repeat past relationships and past cycles and past patterns. You have to spend time figuring out what you liked about that last relationship, what you didn't like, what was disrespectful to you, what you need, and spend time fully processing it and moving on. Without that, you will keep looking for that same person in everyone you meet. And that simply won't work. Everyone's different. You will never find the same person twice. And that is the beauty of love. The beauty of being able to fall in love with different people with different qualities. You have to be able to fully move on and find yourself. In order to move on, you need to know that it's okay to hurt from that relationship. It's okay to sit with those feelings. It's okay to delve through them. You can go as far as therapy or working through it in different ways. I mean, that hurt is real and it's serious, and you are missing a part of yourself when somebody leaves. But a mistake a lot of people make is they never make active effort to move forward after that stage. You eventually have to cut them off mentally, physically, and emotionally. You eventually have to take that step out of that hurt, and that takes effort. But by cutting that tie, you can acknowledge the good and bad of the relationship, take what's important, and actually move forward. If you keep sitting within that hurt as you try relationship after relationship, you will inevitably cause yourself more hurt. You have to be able to heal that wound. You have to be able to mend your heart before it can be available to somebody else. I know, love seems scary. People say that love is scary and hurts and it's not worth it. I've heard this before, but I couldn't disagree more. Love is beautiful. It's one of the best parts of the human experience to be able to be fully vulnerable and open with someone in order to learn the little things, in order to know them, in order to find what makes them happy, find what makes you happy, and share memories together. It's so wonderful. And you can't close yourself off to that, except the fact that you could get hurt. But lean into love regardless. Open yourself up to it. Don't become closed off because of a few bad experiences. You will love many people in your life, platonically and romantically, and it's all worth it. So find who you are. Find what you like and dislike. Spend time with yourself. Heal fully between relationships for the good of yourself, for the good of others, and for the good of those connections that you will make. Love is always worth it. Choose to open up your heart and don't become cold to the idea of loving somebody. Protect and heal your heart, but continue to open it up to others. It's worth it. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here and listening to me get sappy and talk about how worth it love is. If you ever need help feeling your feelings, please check out my music on all platforms under the name of Ethan Jewell. I almost guarantee it'll make you cry. I'm actually coming out with new music right now, and it's all about heartbreak. It's all about breakups and moving on. So if you're dealing with anything like that, check it out. I've got new songs coming out, and I've got a new album coming out in a little over a month. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for understanding that love is so worth it, but you need to be healed. And as always, thank you for feeling your feelings. I'll see you next time.